Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
12 minutes now past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning as we get a little closer to the weekend. And this Saturday is a special day, not just in our downtown here in Port Huron, but downtowns across Michigan are celebrating Downtown Day. Natasha Hayden is the director of the Downtown Development Authority for the city of Port Huron. She's online with us right now. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Paul.
Downtown Day, this is something that started just in the last couple of years, right?
Correct. They started in 2020 when the state realized that, you know, our local businesses or small businesses got really affected by the pandemic. So they come up with something or an incentive for the community to give that show their extra support.
So that is the idea behind Downtown Day. Really a day to celebrate what makes downtowns across Michigan special.
I love it. It's so unique. And like, how cool is that we have our own official special day, you know? The businesses really have embraced this idea, and they are excited as well for the weekend.
So what's going to be happening to celebrate Downtown Day this weekend?
Well, like every business is doing something different. The museum, for example, is doing their own Carnegie Carnival. So that's kind of fun. Our Interstage Rights continue with their amazing plays. This weekend is Perfect Wedding. Cases is going all out and bringing Nashville Night back, which that's very exciting. The Raven and even Sperry's second floor dinner house is doing live music. And we are bringing our own local bands like the Poltroons, the Haberdasher, Fabulous Hen House Boys, and Red Kettle Jazz Band to play like downtown, and that's going to be outdoors as long as the weather, you know, hangs in there. I understand that it's going to be about 60 degrees outside between the pocket and Military Pocket Park and McMoran Plaza as well.
That's right. It's hoodie weather. We can handle that. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you know, when you've got all those things happening all at once, you know, like you do, you know, in the summertime, you know, you go downtown on the weekend, there's just this real sort of energy that kind of vibrates through downtown, isn't there?
Yeah, the whole idea is to, you know, to bring downtown alive and make sure that people are enjoying however they prefer. I mean, there's so much to do there. You know, is that, you know, between the shopping and the dining, but also the entertainment that happens all around.
And a couple of other things, we'll talk more about it as it gets closer, but you got some other things up on the horizon, including the Fall Art Hop, is that right?
Yes, that is coming up October 14th.
All right, that'll bring a lot of people downtown as well. If people want to find... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
we already have, I just want to say, like, we already have like 50 local artists signed up for that.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I love it. And yeah, like this has been a tradition for a few years now, and we're going to continue on strong for sure.
Yeah, spring art hop and fall art hop, and my goodness, there's just all kinds of things happening, isn't there?
Yes, I'm excited. Have you heard of the Oktoberfest that McMoran Plaza is planning on doing it too?
You know, I'd heard something about that. Tell us more about Oktoberfest. When is that going to be?
So that has been on our list to do or, you know, accomplish for years now. And Jesse is our new marketing specialist. He's like, you know what? I want to do it. Let's just go for it. So that is October 15th. They are bringing entertainment, and we're trying to do as traditional as possible, even though, you know, the date's already not. See, Oktoberfest usually happens on September. But we are doing the keg tapping and the sign holding contest. Like, there's actually multiple contests just to add to the fun, plus some German beer, music, and food, of course.
Sounds like a good time. We'll put that on the calendar as well. If people want to find out more about what's going on downtown, what's the best place to look for more information?
Our website is downtownph.com, or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram page, and that is Downtown Port Huron altogether.
All right. We will check it out. Natasha, appreciate it very much, and happy Downtown Day.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.